here, Mesech to Krisis. Mishnah starts off, Shloshim v'sheish Krisis b'Torah. 36 Krisis, it says in the Torah, means a 36 Averis, that Rashi says, if you do it b'nezid, and you do not have Hasroh, so then you get Koros. There's a lot of easy surim. If it would have been done with Hasroh, you'd be Chayiv Misa, Chayiv Chenik, Chayiv Skila, we'll soon see. Some of them you get Malkus if you do it b'Hasroh. For the kids, if you do any one of these 36 Averis, if you do it the Nazid, but just there was no Hasroh, then you Chayiv Koros. So then if you do it the Shoigig, then you only Chayiv Chatis. So what are these 36? The Mishnah says, Habo Aleim, if a son lives with his mother, has beer with his mother, so again, if he does it b'nezid, without Hasroh, he's Chayiv Koros. Exactly what is Koros is a Machlokes. Here Rashi is Mashma, Koros means that you'll die without having children. Or else, v'yal eish esav, if you live with your father's wife, even though it's not your mother, eish esav, v'yal hakala, means you live with your daughter-in-law, with your son's wife, ha'bo ala zohar, if a man lives with another zohar, he's chayiv koros, v'yal ha'behema, if a man lives with an animal, he's chayiv koros, v'isha ha'meviya ha'behema oleo, or if an isha brings an animal upon her, also she's chayiv koros, ha'bo ala isha uvita, if someone lives with a lady and with the daughter of the lady, even though it's not your daughter, but it's also to live with an isho bita, or then it's also to live with the grandmother and the mother, any type of an isho bita is also. The ashes ish, so if somebody lives with an ashes ish with a married lady, it's chayiv koros, again without hasroh. Ha'bu ala chaysoi, someone lives with his sister, fi ala chays oviv, or else your father's sister, your aunt, fi ala chays ima, your mother's sister, V'yalachos ishtoi, your wife's sister, you live with her, yichayev koros. V'yaleshes achiv, or your brother's wife. V'yaleshes achiyoviv, or else the brother of the wife of your father's brother, also your aunt, your uncle's wife. Then in parentheses, it's supposed to be taken out, it says V'yaleshes achiyimoi, because that's only midrabon, that's only a shniyas, that's not also midiraisa, so we're not gerus it. V'yalhanida, if a man lives even with his own wife, when she's a nida, he's chayev koros. If somebody curses Hashem, he's chayiv koros. Or else, the oyved avodah zarah, somebody worships avodah zarah, is chayiv koros. V'hanoisin mizara lamoilach, another type of an avodah zarah, if you give your son lamoilach, there's also love. The pasuk says mizara cholestita lahav lamoilach. There was a type of an avodah that you used to do there with fire and burn them, or walk in between the fire. Sichayev Koros, or also Baloiv. If somebody does this type of a Kishuf Baloiv, that means you take a Gugurlo Shomesh, you take the skull of a mace, and you put it underneath your arms, and you make a talk. So that's called a Baloiv. For that, Sichayev Koros. HaMachalas HaShabbos, somebody's Machalas Shabbos, again, you do it b'nezid, without Hasroh, Sichayev Koros. V'tomei Shochel Es HaKodesh. A person that's Tomei, and he eats Kodshim, he eats from a Kabonis. So even if he's a Kayin, he's Chayiv Koros. Fi habo la mikdash tomei, or a Kayin that's tomei, and he comes into the base of mikdash, also he's Chayiv Koros. Hoicho chelov, however, eats chelov from a behema, the chelov is treif, so he's Chayiv Koros for that. Vidom, if you eat the blood from an animal, he's Chayiv Koros. Noiser, by a carbon was left overnight, so it's a psul noiser, also he's Chayiv Koros. Or pigul, also the Kayin had the wrong machshavis, b'shach dalar avoidis, to make the zrika the wrong time. Says Ichal Isa Pigul, if you eat it, you chayiv koros. Ha sheichet v'yamala b'chut, someone takes a korban and he shechs it outside the base of mikdash, he's chayiv koros. And secondly, if he zemakter, he burns it outside the base of mikdash, he's chayiv koros, even though he did not shecht it there. So if one person shecht it and one person was mala, burnt it outside b'chut, they're both chayiv koros. Ho oichel chometz pesach, if somebody eats chametz on Pesach, he's chayiv koros. Ken b'meizid yichayiv koros, and b'shoigig on these things yichayiv echatis. V'yoichel v'yoise melocha b'yom kippurim. If somebody eats or does a melocha on Yom Kippur, also he's chayiv koros. Hamefatim es hashemen, somebody goes to make the shemen, the same way the shemen amishka was in the base of Migdash, and you do it k'dei losach bo, you do it to shmir on your body, so you chayiv koros. As the pasuk says, that's supposed to make it. So if you make the same type of shemen they had then, you're over a chayiv koros. Or somebody makes the k'teris the same way they had it at the end of the Beis Hamikdash, and you do it amenas l'reich to smell it. So you take these 11 samamonim and you make the right amount of the k'teris for that you chayav koris. If you have the shemen amishcha and you use it, you anoint yourself with it for that you chayav koris. Ha pesach v'yamila mitzvah saseh, that if you do not bring a korban pesach bizmano, or else you do not make a mila bizmano, even though there are only mitzvahs I say, for these things, Yechayiv Koros. Now the Mishnah says, Al Elu, on all these things we just mentioned, whether it's on these mitzvahs Lois I say, Chayovim Al Doinim Koros, if we do them, Bemezid, Yechayiv Koros. V'yashir Gosom, Chatis. If we do it, Peshegig, Yechayiv Chatis. V'yaloi Hoidash Shalahem, Oshim Toli. If you have a doubt whether you did the Aveir or not, you're not for sure, so you have to bring Korban Oshim Toli. Chutz, excluding min hametamei lemigdash. If somebody is tamei min hametamei migdash kadoshiv. If somebody is tamei and either goes into the base of migdash or else each kabonis, these two places is not chayiv anoshim toli. Bevnei shu ba'oila v'yorid. Since lemaise we do the vadei chet of tumas migdash kadoshiv, the chayiv chatis is oila v'yorid. It's not a stationary one. It depends upon how rich you are, whether you could afford a behema or only a mincha or else the oifos. So then the halacha is, Rav Meir holds that since bevadai it's an oil of a year, there's no din oshem toli. Oshem toli is only if you know for sure you did the avera. If the korban is kavua, then you chayiv an oshem toli. But even though you know for sure you did the avera, it's only an oshem. It's a chatis oil of a year. Therefore, if you do not for sure you did the avera, you're potter from an oshem toli. So again, that's what the end of the Mishnah is saying now. V'yaleilu means only on all the chai v'ilavin. Lafuki, the last two cases of the Mila and the Korban Pesach, those were mitzvahs I say. So even though if you do not do them, b'mezei the chai of Korban, but the Shogeg, you're not chai the Korban. A Korban is only on these chai v'ilavin that b'shegoson you chai v'chatis. And now it's a machlekes, if you're not for sure you did the Averam, that you chai v'korban oshem toli, chutz mina metam l'mitzvah shegodoshev. The Chomer of the Chom say, Afa Megadif. Even the case where you curse Hashem, that Aver also, you're not Chayiv, not Asher Gosle Chatis, and not on the Sofik, Asham Toli. Why? Shinem, because the Pasuk says, Torah Achas Yulachem Loise Bishgoga. There's one halacha of all the Aver that were done B'Shoigeg. Yotza Megadif, Shein Loise Maisa. Mashaik, if you just curse Hashem, it's not called doing a Maisa. See, when the Pasuk says Yechayiv Chatis is only a loisa, you have to do an avera, a maisa avera. But Megadav cursing Hashem, but Dibur, it's not called a dira maisa. Therefore, you're not Chayiv Chatis, nor then you're not Chayiv Noshem Toli. Now, Rashi goes through in the Mishnah to explain all the Makuris, where the Lafam of all these 36, we'll except the last two of Mitz, Mila, and Pesach, where exactly the Lafam are, and exactly how we know each one has the Chayiv Chatis. But that's the Locha. The Chumash says a lot by all these, and also says the Chiyuv Koros. Now the Gemara says, Minyona Lomali. Why do we have to have the count in the Mishnah to say 36? Like Pshita, count them, you'll see there's 36. So why does the Mishnah have to say, Shaloshim V'sheish? So the Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yechanan, Shimoson Kulam V'helamachas, the Nafkamina is, if you do all 36 Averis, V'helamachas means B'shegig, all at one forgetting, the Chiddush is still, Chayiv Akolachas V'yachas, still you be Chayiv 36 Chatoyis. There is not called like you did one Avera B'Shege, you did the same Avera over and over again B'Shege, that the locker is you only Chayiv one carbon. But here it's considered like 36 different Averas, so even though they're all done B'Helamech with one forgetting, still you be Chayiv on each one separately a Chatis. So the first question now, V'su, like secondly, and also, Hod Itznan, that we learned the Mishnah Shabbat that says, Ovis Molochos, Mem Chosarachas, that there are 39 Ovis Molochos. So if you ask the same question there also, Minyon Olomali, how come the Mishnah over there has to say the account of 39? Pshit, to go count them, you see there are 39 Ovis Molochos. Sigmar says, the Pshat over there is the same Chiddush of Shim Oson Kulam Belamachas, if you do all 39 Molochos in one forgetting, still Chayiv HaKolachas V'Yachas Yischayiv 39 Chatzois. That's why it says the account, the number teaches this Kiddush. So another kasher is Hod Etnan, So we learn to have the Gemara later that says Dalet Mechusrei Kapara. There are four people that even though they're like Tor, still they can't eat Kachim until they bring the carbon. They're called Mechusrei Kapara. They can't eat Kachim until they bring the carbon the next day. So it says four. So the question is, Lomali, what's that to say four? You'll see clearly there's only four. So Gemara said the reason why it says the number of four is Lafuke mit Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. They tell us not like Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. The Yom that he holds, hey heavy. There are really five, there's a fifth one. The Tanya would learn like this. Rabbi Eliezer ben Yaakov Omer, Ger mechusa kapora achi yizrak dam olov. That a ger, a person that was a goy, and now he becomes a Jew, even though he already made the milah, and even though he already has a tefillah, still he cannot eat kabonis. He's still not called, the geris is not chal, he holds until you make his zrikas adam. And Rashi says, by the Gemara says later, kochem kager yiyam, ma avosekhem, just like our fathers, by Kriyas Yamsuf, la nichnesu lebris, ela v'milo tfilo v'hatzor esdom, as well as the Moshe Rabbeinu spritz the dam over there, so also, b'zman is there now, you need zrikas adam. So according to him, a ger is also mechusa kapori, can't eat from kochem, until he has a zrikas adam. So, therefore, Ahochi Tani Dalet, therefore it says over there the Mishnah, only four, to tell us not like Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov. So, another question is, Hoditna, that we learned. Dalet Mevi'in al Azodin Kishkogo, there are four Averas, four cases, that even though you did the Avera, B'mezid, still Yechai V'Korbin, like it was done B'Shogig, there are four cases. So the question also is, Minyon Alomli, how come I have to say four? Count them, you'll see there are four cases. So Gemara says also there the Chiddush is Lafukim with Rabbi Shimon. He's coming to teach us not like Rabbi Shimon. The Tani would learn like this. Rabbi Shimon says Shvuas HaPikodin, in the case where I give you a Pikodin, I give you something to watch for me, and later I ask it back and you swear that I never gave it to you, so Yechayev a Shvuas, that's a Shvuas, Yechayev a Korban there. So he learns that Rabbi Shimon holds Shvuas HaPikodin Lenitnan Zdoin LeKaporah. If you do it the mezid, you're not chay the korban. You only chay the korban if you swore b'shogeg. Therefore, it says four. Teach us not like Reb Shimon. If Shimon takes out and holds by shvur sabkodan, you're not chayiv a korban if you're b'mezid. Therefore, hokhi tani dala. Therefore, it says four to teach us not like him that there are four cases. So another question is also like hoditznan. A davar have a gemara late also that says hey mevi and korban echod. Alaveris harba. There are five different cases that even though you do a lot of averis, you only have to bring one korban, that's all. There are five cases like that. So the question is, minyan lomli, what do you have to have the minyan first to say, hey, go and count them, you see there are only five cases. So Mura says, Mishum the Kaboy limits the Seifam. Because we want to learn over there, and the Seifer says like this, that Nozir imnitama tumas harbei, that if a Nozir became tumay a few times, he still only has to bring one korban. That again, a nazir became tam in the middle of his nazirus. So lochrus, he has to wait 7 days till he become tor. Then on the seventh day, he becomes tor. But he can't bring his korban when a nazir becomes tam. He after becomes tor to start over again, he has to bring the korban for that tumah. Now he can't bring the korban until the eighth day. Let's say on the seventh day, after he became tamei, v'chozeh v'nitma b'shvi, became tamei again on the seventh day. So it could be you have a few different ma'aseh tumis, but you only have to bring one korban, because from the first tamei you did not bring a korban yet, because it didn't come the eighth day that's fit to bring the korban. So here's a case that you became tamei a few times, this nazir, and you'll only have to bring one korban. Well, mani, who does this go like? We have Yosef ben Yehuda, goes according to Yosef ben Yehuda, the yom that he holds, Nizirus de Tyro min Shvi hu de Chalalei. Like if a Nozir becomes Tommy, touch the mace, when does he become Tor? On the seventh day. And the seventh day, like he could start counting the Nizirus de Tyro. So then if he becomes Tommy that day, even though it's a new Mais Avera, but still it's only Chayiv one carbon, because it never came past by a day yet that it was fit for him to bring that first carbon. He could only bring it on the eighth day. So therefore, since the eighth day did not come by, so therefore, since it became Tommy now, he's still the first korban kipata, the second tumor also. So that's the Chiddush. Because the time, if you want to tell me, Rebbe, he goes according to Rebbe, it won't come out good according to Rebbe. that kibud the nazirus to tyra and shmini lechalalei. Rabbi holds the nazir becomes tamei, so he could only first start counting his nazirus tyra on the eighth day. If so, if he has to wait till the eighth day anyway, heichim mishkatas lo. How do we have the case that he could become tamei a few different times and only one chiyuv carbon? It's according to Rabbi. If he became Tom on the seventh day, because of Nitva B'Zayin, Lechura, Kula Chada Tumah Richtei. It's not two separate Maisa Tumas, it's one long Tumah. He never became Tor from his first Tumah. V'yela Maivi D'Nitma B'Ches. He became Tumah on the eighth day, because of Nitva B'Ches. He became Tumah again on the eighth day, Kivan B'Yotza B'Shuha Ruyel Havi B'Korban, since it already became the beginning of the eighth day, that it was fit to bring a korban for the first tumah he had, is chayiv akolachas v'yachas. Now, if it become tumah a second time, avad it will be a new chayiv korban. It's only pshat if it didn't come a time yet to bring the first korban, and it became tumah a second time, so the first chayiv is still here. But when the eighth day came by, that now it's fit to bring a korban for this first tumah you had, so it's like it's kaveya a chayiv for you to bring that korban. Once it's kaveya to bring that korban, now to become Tommy again, you can't help yourself. You won't become Tor. And if you become Tommy again, in a time there'll be a new chiyuv for you to bring another carbon when you become Tor. So that's what it says now. Chiyuv diyotza b'shor ruilohavi b'korbin chayev kolachas v'yachas. Elashmamina Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudhi. The adapted says over there that you're chayev on a few averis. You only chayev one carbon. That goes according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yudhi. So that's what I have to say before the minion of hey, there are five cases of the Mavian Korban Echad on the various Harbay. It wants to teach us that the Sefer by Nazir only goes according to Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, and not according to Rabbi Shita. Now the Gemara says, my Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda, where is this Machlekis? Titani would not like this. The Pasuk says, V'kidesh es roishoi v'yoimahu. That it should become Tor that day. So what does v'yoimahu mean? B'yom Havoros Kabinois of the day brings his korban means on the eighth day. On the eighth day that Nosa became Tomei, that's when he brings his korban. So on that day, first becomes Tor. Divrei Rebbe, these are the words of Rebbe. Rebbe Yosef, who do I mean know? B'yom Tekalachtoi, on the seventh day, the day he takes the haircut, that's when it becomes Tor. So according to Rebbe Yosef, this is very good. It's possible to be Tomei a few times, and still you only have to bring one korban. Now, Su also had that we learned. Hey, mevi and korban oilaviyarid. There are five people that have a chiv to bring a korban that could bring the korban oilaviyarid, depending upon how rich they are, whether they have to bring a korban or a mincha or raifais. So minyanolomli, what do you have to say five for? Go count them. So where it says yes, also there's a chiddush over there. Mishum diktoni sefer, it says in the sefer over there that nasi like the melech kiyotzben. He had the same type of halacha also. Therefore, toni hey. It has to say five, which is a chiddush. Lafuki mid Reb Lezer, not like Reb Lezer, the yom that he holds, nasi mevi soyer. Reb Lezer holds that a nasi does not have a chiyuv oil of a yerid, but rather nasi's chiyuv is always to bring a soyer. So therefore, when it says five, it means it's a machlekes. So teach us this sheet that holds five, but not like Reb Lezer holds that a nasi is not included. The Rashi explains like this: when it said that we learn katzoni sefer nasi ki yotze by melech is like it. So Rashi says like this: there's a Gemara in Hurrius that says V'yari b'hanach hey. It's some of these five who could turn your chazal like this: Ein bezdin chayovim al shmiya sakol v'yabitis v'sayim. Now v'nosi ki yitzibim nam rozdim to say the potter on nosi is also potter for the korban el v'yorid. I call hanach why v'shum l'shayach be korban el v'yorid v'aniyas b'nosi because the nosi can't be poor. Therefore l'nos l'shchiach. Rav Lezer who I met, Nasi mevi soyer kedina always brings his own din. B'chol ha-mitzah shabateira. I mean the Gemara over there that L'yom Rav Lezer le-betumas mitzah kodeshov. Ha-yov v'nemem behem chorus ki-kavua. Now, L'hochi Rashi says to an-hochi, hey, after all these five cases, it says the word hey, L'ashmina d'davka nokat t'chol ha-mevi al-hei averas al-olu ene mevi kavua el-olu v'yorit. You only have to bring an olive yerid. The light time you don't say Sami Mikan Tumas Mitzvah. Don't say take out the chet of Tumas Mitzvah Kadoshov, and say it goes according to Reb Lezer Shita that he holds that a nazi or that the yama may be nazi le carbon kavua. The carbon has to bring a carbon. A nazi has to bring a carbon kavua. So don't learn like him. Ela rather ain't the maybe kavua. He doesn't bring a carbon kavua a nasi. Ela e Rabbi Yosef lili the pot that he holds his pot legamri a nasi. He will keep Rabbi Shimon the mechayv lebi lebi yared. Taino kiswa isira oitorim ubin ayoina. So kids, that's why I have to say this five to teach us that it goes according to one mandiyomo and not like the other mandiyomim. Now, so also, what is not that we learned in the beginning of Masechta Bava Kamma? Dalar Avos Nezikim Min Yon Alomu. Why do you have to say four? So Lafuk Mid Yavoish Not Like Yavoishia The Yom He Holds Yud Gimel Avos Nezikim. There are 13 for the Gemara. Although Yavoishia though Min Yon Alomu. What do you have to have dominion for? Lafuk Mid Yavoishia The Yom Echav Dalar Avos Nezikim Hain Nezikim. Before you go saying he goes Nezikim, he holds a 24 Avos Nezikim. So that's why it says before only 13 and not these 24. Ulu Rab Chia for the Gemara Minyan Alamli. He holds 24. So why does he have to say 24? Go and count them. So Mora says yes. It says 24. Lafuki it exclude Mosur Umafagel. Some it's a Mosur, it's a Malshin. He tells on other people to the government. Whereas when the coin is Mafagel Korbin, that the Mishnah does not say that's not called an Av. Rashi says why? Because those are not Maisim. It's only the Burai. So therefore it's not called a Maisim. It's like a Hezek Shena Nikram. The Chi holds the potter from Mosor and from Mafagel. Oh, Mama, what we just said before, Shemos and Kulam Belamachas, Chayiv Kolachas Viyachas, that if you do all 36 Averis here, see you Chayiv 36 Chatois. So it says, Bishleima, Potter Legarmi, Lemotis Armit. If you do all 36, that's for sure you can't say a Potter Legarmi, that you're not Chayiv even at one Chatis if you do it Peshoigig. The Seal, the Postic says, Kichol Ashayas and Mikot Toiva Soilo, but Nichrusu, it says a Chiv Chorus, and we know on that, Yichayiv a Chatis. So for sure, Yichayiv at least one Chatis. El, the question is, Eimu, why don't I say, Of a Choda Nischayiv Choda? If you do one of these Averis, Yichayiv Taka one Chatis. But Of a Kula, Belamach, do all of them, with one forgetting, maybe Ein a Chayiv Belachas, maybe also you only Chayiv one Korban. How do I know to say that the Chiddush was saying now that you chayiv 36 chatois? Maybe if you do them all with one forgetting, you only chayiv one chatis. So Mora says, Omer Rabbi Yechon Rechon says, Lekach, therefore, yotza chorus pachoisai. In the parasha of living with your sister, it says a second time a chorus. Even though it's bechlal all the other rois, and it says one general chayiv chorus by all their rois, but it says another one, special pachoisai. Why? Lechalek, to teach us that Achoisa by itself is Chayiv Koris, and who had been Beshoigi to Chayiv Korbin, who had in every one of them separately is also Chayiv Chatis. If we do them all together, Yechayiv in each one separately, Yechatis. Mask of Lore of Baby Barabaya, Ema, why don't I say, Achoisa, the case of living with your sister? The poet quoted the Torah says clearly, Nechayiv and Echnami Choda. Allah, that tag Yechayiv one Chatis for that. Vechulan, and all the rest of the 35, Chayiv Krisis, Kivon the Behela Machas, the Nechayiv Belachas. In the case that you do all 35 with one forgetting, maybe you only Chayiv one. How do I know still you Chayiv 36 if you do them all? For the Marstil, or Rabbeva Barabaya, for the Marmilestle, doesn't he hold? Hold the Tana, that we learned. That Koldov, Vishoyi, Vichlal, anything that was in the Klal, like Achoisoi, it was in the Klal of Arois. The Yotzim in the Klal comes out separately to say that. Achoisei has a chiv chorus to it. Is lalamed comes to teach. So learn the lamed alasma doesn't only come to teach on itself, yotza, and the lamed ala klal kuli yotza comes to teach us on everything. There's a klal haydash in the Torah. So merely once Achoisei comes out to teach us, there's a chiv chorus there. There's a chiv chapis b'shegeg. It comes to teach us on all 36 chayv krisis. That even though you do them all together, you chayv 36 chatois if you do it b'shegeg. Kate, how does it come out? The pasuk says like this: V'ha nefesh asher tichal bosom, whoever eats bosom, v'aloi shlomim bechlal kol hakotshim moyu. If you eat shlomim when you're tamei, it was bechlal all the kotshim. Loma yotakam goes out special by shlomim. If you eat the shlomim when you're tamei, you chayiv koris. Lahakas shlomim to make the sekish. Ma shlomim shein kotshim isbech. V'chayov mol aleihem. If you did betamei, you chayiv koris. And b'shogeg chayiv chatis. Of course, shen kotchem mizbech, any korbanist has kutchem mizbech on it. Is chayov malayim, also if you'd eat it, betomei, yichayev korus. Yotze goes out for me a kotchem bedekabayis. If you have someone to kotchem bedekabayis, if you eat it, even though you're tomei, you're not chayev korus. So you see, what's yotza min a klal is the lamin al a klal kulu yotza. Oh, malay rav beba bar mino, that here it's different. Lav mi amarta, didn't we say hosom yotza kotcher bedik abayis, that a kol ponim all kotcher bedik abayis is pota, you're not chayiv koris if you did betame? So maybe hochinami, ma achoistim yuchedis, she erva, v'yein loheta b'chay yoisrom, calls the man you're alive, your system can never become muto. Maybe only a royis like that, is av kol shein loheta b'chay yoisrom, all cases that there's no way to be matter with calls the man you're alive. But yotza should go out from this, the erva of eishes ish. She yesh loheta b'chayim b'aylo, that it's possible, even though the husband's alive, the one that made her rasa, it's possible he should give her a get. So since an eishes ish, this is the one we did not learn out. So how do I know to say, if you live with an eishes ish, also you chayiv koros, v'shoyged you chayiv achatis? Maybe here there's no chiv separately. So my answer is on this, Om Rab Yanai, Om Rab Yoina, V'itayma Rav Huna Bret Lebishua. Om Akra, the Pasuk says, Ki chol asha yasa mikola tuevais. So the hekish over here, this Pasuk, Hukshu kol arroyas kulum leachoisai. All the arroyas have hekish, they're all daima till they're living with your sister. And meanwhile, so the Pharaoh shahekish here, all of them together. Even if they should sish also. And we dash in therefore, ma achoyis, just like your sister. Ma achoyis, tacha yofim oleha, bifnei yatzman. If you live with her, you chayav koros by itself, and b'shoyge b'mei chatis, of call all the chayav increases. Chayav mole bifnei yatzman. If we do each one separately, you chayav each one a separate chayav chatis. So that's the final limit. How do we know that with all these 36 chayav increases, you chayav a separate chayav chatis in every one of them from this hekish of all their royas together, daima to achoyisai? Well, the Rabbi Yitzchak, now the yom that he holds, Chai v'krisas b'chlal hoyu, that Chai v'krisas was b'chlal, means in all the arroyas, it was a klal, you chai have chorus for it. If so, v'lom ha'yotz ha'chorus b'chlal, how come the Torah to say separately, that if you live with your sister, you chai have chorus? Is yotz ha'chorus b'chlal, say why? Is l'doinoi b'chorus v'loi b'malkus, teach us that you chai have chorus and not malkus. If you live with your sister, the mazit with hasro, even though there's a love, you do not get malchus. I do not think that the malchus could part you from the chi of chorus. But no, you do not get malchus, but rather you have a chi of chorus. And so that's the way he used the word achoisoi. And so according to Rav Yitzchok, l'chalak minolei, how did he know to sell like we're saying that if you do all 36 chayv increases together, the hella mechas, that you chayv every one a separate chatis? How does he know that? So Mora says, Nafkli learned it out, Mivel Isha from the Pasuk of Mivel Isha ben Nidas to Mosal Tikrav. It says separately also Chiyav Koros by Nida is Lechalek Al Kol Isha V'Isha, to say each Isha separately. As the Pasuk of Mivel Isha ben Nidas to Mosai is that separate each Isha by itself is Chayiv her own Chatis if he does the B'Shoigig. Rashi says V'Elisha Heavenly L'Mitzvah should have been written Ulanida le sikrav. What's V'Elisha? Teach us Al kol isha v'isha yichayiv. That's l'chalek al kol isha v'isha. For the more Rabbanan nami tepik lemi V'Elisha v'nida tumosai, weren't Rabbanan not l'chalek here also from this posik? So was Enoch name is like a true. He learns out l'chalek from this posik V'Elisha v'nida tumosai kol isha v'isha yichayiv on a separate chiv chatis. He would do a b'shaygeg. If so, ela chorus the achoisa lemayosa. According to Rabbanan Shita, hakam ateres separately chiyav chorus b'achoisoi. What's the limud? So where it says miborli, we need it lechalik al achoisoi v'al achois oviv v'al achois imoy, to tell us that you chayiv separately for each one of these averus. If you live with your sister from both your mother and your father, or you live from your sister just from your father, or live with your sister just from your mother, each one of them you chayiv a separate chiyav chatis. So my question, Hani Lomalu Lechalik, what do you have to come to say Lechalik for? Hare Shemus Mechlokim, they're different names here. Each sister is a different name. One's together, one's only from the father, one's from the mother. So what do I need a special pasuk for? For a Gufa Mechlokim, the three different people over here. So I should not have to have a separate pasuk to say on each one, Yechayim a separate Chiv Chatas, or Chiv Chatas, Pshita. They're different Shemus and different Gufim. El Rad Eimel like this. L'chalek al achoisoi shi achoisoviv v'shi achoisimoi. What's going to be, if you live with your sister that's both? She's your sister from your father and from your mother. And Rashi being done, the Gemara later will explain, not just Tami's sister from both, but it means it's a Rishor Bar Rishor. It means she's a sister just from your father, and also just from your mother. So in such a case, it teaches a Chiddush, even though she's one person, still Yechayiv two Chayiv Krisis, or B'Shoigig is Chayiv two Chatois. The other Gemara says, if so, for Rabbi Yitzchok, how's Rabbi Yitzchok know this Yisoid, in such a time you have a sister, that's both the sister just from your mother and just from your father, that Yechayiv two Chatois? Nafgalei min Saifu the Kro. At the end of the pasuk, it says again the word achos. It's extra second time. The chsiv it says erbas achos agila. So an extra time achos learns it out from that. For the more of rabbon and achos of the seifa, what did they say? The extra time achos in the end of the kruah, and seifa the kruah may of delay. So as mebole, they need it like this. The rabbon need the second achos of this drasha. The vidarshin lachosoi she bas oviv bas imoi loymar sheinoin shemenadin comes teaching the nechnami. That not only your sister from your mother, or your sister just from your father, but who then a genuine sister from both of your parents, so also Yechayiv Koros. So what's the Chiddush? The mother can know a sister just from your mother, Yechayiv, substitute from both. So the Chiddush is to teach us this Yisoid, Shein Ein Shemin Adin, even though you have a Kabbal Choyma, you can't give an Einish, a punishment we can't give with a Din Kabbal Choyma. Rabbi Yitzchok Sava, he doesn't have this extra. Sava Ein Shemin Adin, once was a Lord Echnam, you couldn't make an Einish from a Kabbal Choyma. The voice of another chat could be no Yalef Einish Mi Azorah. Just like Azorios Ein Ein Shin, from Ein Ein Shin, Ein Mazirin, Min Adin, so the same with his Klal, you can't make an Azorah from a Kabbal Choyma, he'll all do Adin, you can't make an Einish from a Kabbal Choyma. Alright, we'll stop here.